We cover personal finance from all angles: investing, saving, earning, spending even. Most of our topics have a tangible, practical application for most people. And some do not. Some are aspirational topics, what if topics, fantasy topics. Well, if you have ever dreamed of flying on a private jet, this topic is for you. Jetit is a private aviation company recently launched here in Canada, and its CEO joins us now. Glenn Gonzalez is here to talk about private aviation, travel in a post-pandemic world. He joins us from Greensboro, North Carolina. Hello there.
It's great to connect with you, Bruce. Thank you so much for having me.
I walk up the stairs. I peek my head inside one of these jets that I have only ever seen in the movies. What do I see? Where do I sit? And what do I eat?
Oh, wow. Well, I guess the first thing that you'll see is a beautiful and attractive airplane. Standing next to that airplane will be one of our flight crew members, happy and excited to greet you. Service and personal touch is very important to who we are. But when you climb up the steps, what you'll find is an extremely well-appointed, beautifully refined cabin with incredibly spacious seating. Quite surprising how much space is sent in the air you have in the HondaJet Elite. And then once you get airborne, of course, you'll see a beautiful cockpit in front of you with two of our crew members seated and our well-professionally trained crew members. But more importantly, you're going to feel like a superstar, like a rock star, but it's comfortable, it's spacious, it's quiet. The Wi-Fi is high speed, so you've got an opportunity to get everything that you might want to accomplish, whether it's rest or work.
No. Glenn, I would sit there and just look around, and I would take an entire camera roll full of selfies of me with the mahogany. That's what I would do. What are you going to do? Be on Wi-Fi? You could be on your phone any old time. So tell me, on one of these planes, how many passengers can they take?
So our airplanes are outfitted for six passengers. Four are in a club setting. One is a side-facing seat near the cockpit there. And then the last is the lavatory, if it's necessary. More times than not, that's the seat for the kids or the underperforming employee. I'm 6 feet tall, 200 pounds. I fit comfortably on that seat. So it's a very spacious environment, and every seat in the house is super comfortable.
How far can these jets go, and how far are the trips that people most often book?
Yeah, the airplanes can fly 1,400 miles with a good tailwind. We've flown the airplane. We have an owner pilot group that has flown in which you're willing to get trained. You can fly the airplane. And we've flown the airplane 1,600 miles. But in most cases, it's north to south from, say, Toronto to South Florida, or Montreal to Orlando. Those are typically the routes that most people are flying. As far as the longer routes, and more times than not, though, people are flying much shorter missions from Ontario to New York, or an hour and a half or so in distance.
How does the model work? I'm familiar with NetJets. I think a lot of people have heard, sort of that fractional ownership model. How does your model work?
It's very similar in that sense. You are buying a piece of the airplane. In exchange, though, that's really the only place that we are the same. Beyond that, it's your airplane for a number of days instead of hours. And on those days, when you're flying in the airplane, you pay a really ridiculously low rate of $1,600 an hour US, or $2,200 an hour Canadian.
And what's the dollar ring to buy your piece of the jet? So it's low in variable cost, but what is it in fixed cost?
Yeah, the fixed costs are pretty low. We do have a monthly expense that ranges anywhere from $5,400 Canadian up through a little over $13,000. But the fixed expense to acquire the aircraft begins at $630 US and extends up to $3 million.
And what's the share? So if I don't have 3 million, I assume 3 million is to buy the entire plane?
That actually accounts for half of the aircraft.
Oh, geez, Yeezys are expensive. All right. Okay. So that's half. Wow. Who's your target client? Is it really the ultra wealthy, or would it be a corporation who deems it to be safer and more economical to fly executives around in this way?
Yeah, it's a full list of the entire marketplace. We found that our sweet spot extends into the small and medium-sized business owners. Those individuals who have been running and operating their businesses for 5 to 7 years, they've reached a financial point in their existence that they have a need for private travel and they can afford private travel, but they're looking for something justifiable. They're looking for something reasonable and practical, but still refined. And that's our sweet spot. That's what we do best. But we also have the recent retirees, the executives who are used to flying on private aircraft with their companies, and they're losing that benefit for when they travel. The owner pilots are also an individual group for us. And then the last part would be the corporate outfits that have multiple aircraft presently and that they're utilizing, but they need supplemental lift for those shorter missions. Why pull out the Gulfstream G550 or 650 for a 45-minute flight for two people? That's where we come in and support that.
I have not been on a plane, not even once, haven't even been near the airport in 13 months. And there's a part of that that I'm really not interested in getting back to, and that's security and border control and all that stuff. You talked about the elegant experience of being greeted on the tarmac and then being on the plane itself. But I think the thing that I'm most covet is, passport control and security. How does that work when you're flying on a private jet?
Yeah. One of the benefits to flying on the aircraft is you're only flying with those individuals that you invite to join you on the airplane, your friends, your coworkers. We don't do any ride sharing or seat sharing. So you have a better idea of where those people are. When it comes to the passports and the information, again, flying with the people that you know, you have a much better idea of that. Of course, our crews are wearing masks at all times. We are cleaning the airplanes before and after every single flight. Whether we have a passenger on board or not, we've been professionally trained by another organization to help us with that. And so you're in a serene, safe environment that you know everyone on board, you know when and where they've been, and you know the precautions that they've taken to protect you, to keep you and your family safe, or you and your business partner safe.
I want to ask for your outlook on air travel for the next couple of years, knowing full well that you are not an objective observer here. You have a vested interest in the skies being clear and people returning to their prior habits as quickly as possible, whether that's private or commercial. All that said, what do you think leisure travel is going to look like in the next couple of years?
You know, Bruce, we have been incredibly busy as of late. Our hours have increased every month. We flew over 2,300 hours in the first quarter this year. For a new company, a smaller company, pretty remarkable. That being said, this is the natural evolution of transportation. We are all looking for a more efficient and autonomous way to get from A to B. And JetIt allows you to do that. At $1,600 an hour, you really just can't touch the experience that we offer, the autonomy and efficiency that we offer. You tell us when and where you want to depart and where you're going, and the airplane's there with crew, and it's only $2,200 an hour Canadian. So you just can't beat the JetIt model, and we'll see a lot more of it. I think we're all looking for a way to travel regionally, and those who have the ability to afford a service like JetIt will only buy into it more.
Well, those who can afford it will do it. Those of us who cannot will fantasize about it, because it's a really delicious idea. Thank you, Glenn, for joining us to talk about it.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thank you so much for having me.
Glenn Gonzalez is the CEO of JetIt. It is a private aviation company. And we were talking about how wouldn't say anyone can own a piece of a private jet, but it's a little bit more affordable when you're not paying the full amount all yourself.